everyone, and welcome to the Alara Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And I'm so excited because Ana Maria Vasquez is here with us today, just back from her European trip. So I'm sure she has lots of information and wisdom to share with us about the trees in Europe. So today we're talking about trees as messengers, and specifically, this is so interesting to me because when I was writing all this up, typing all this up, I was like, this is so cool. So trees have different personalities. They can count, they can recognize their offspring, and many other things that we never even thought possible. I would never have even thought of any of that. And Ana Maria spent 2 years under the tutelage of some very special trees. And what the trees shared goes way beyond the metaphorical grounding messages. So we're going to find out what else we can do to collaborate with these beautiful trees. We're going to understand how collaborating with the trees can turbocharge your spiritual development and manifestation ability. And you're going to discover how you can connect deeper with the trees. And so, I mean, I guess we'll never look at trees the same way because I always, you know, I honestly only use them or like collaborated with them for grounding purposes. So now it's like there's much more. So I'm so excited about this conversation. And for those of you who don't know Ana Maria, she's a multi-sensory animal and nature intuitive. She has been an educator, trainer, and coach for more than 20 years in various areas of personal transformation. Ana Maria is a natural energy reader and interpreter of sorts, and she lifts the veil between what's happening in the 3D world and the energetic patterns behind it. As a multi-sensory intuitive, she's able to tune in and see the places where your limiting beliefs are getting you stuck in old ways of being and showing up in the world. And Ana Maria has a profound connection with nature and animals and specializes in working with them because they act as mirrors to our inner landscape and help us make shifts that on our own we wouldn't do. Ana Maria is also a certified intuitive strategist and serves on the faculty of the Academy for the Soul. And she also has a beautiful series that she created called Here We Grow Again, which is, you know, really powerful, really amazing, and has wonderful guests on her show. So I'm so excited that Ana Maria is here with us again. So please open up your hearts, open up your minds, open up your energy fields to receive the information, the wisdom, and the teachings that we're going to be receiving from Ana Maria and her team. So yes, Ana Maria, welcome to the show.
Oh, my goodness, Alara. I am so excited to be here with you. You have such a great vibe. And to be able to talk about, you know, these things. And I want to tell you something. It's so funny. So we live on a ranch in Colorado. And in, you know, ranch style, just before I got on the call, my partner comes in and he's like, one of the neighbors rode up on their horses. And so what that meant was Astro needed to come stay in the house, but he's not happy about that because he wants to be outside with the other horses. And they rode up with a dog too. And that's what he really wants to do. But he's got to stay in here and help me. So if you guys hear him, he's giving his little bit of a protest in the background.
Oh, dear. Well, we'll send him some loving energy so that he feels more welcome in this space as well.
Yeah. So. He's like, I don't want to be an energy worker right now. I want to go be a dog.
Of course. Of course. But we need you. Oh, beautiful. So, Ana Maria, like, it's been a while since you've been on. And I think last time you were on, we talked about trees as messengers. But I think, obviously, you've evolved even more. Your message has evolved even more from studying even more deeply with the trees and so on. So you were just in Europe for 5-6 weeks, right? And I'm assuming 5-6 weeks. I've been here for 5-6 weeks, so it just feels like a long time. So what did you experience? Was there a difference in the information and wisdom and teachings that you received in Europe compared to what you received here in the U.S.?
You know, what I got a lot of was this confirmation and this next level pieces of it. There is, what I got the most with is one of my favorite connections with the trees is they're so old, you know, like hundreds of years old. And so they have connections to the human race that goes back generations for mm-hmm. us. And so they have an understanding of us. Now, here in North America, we were much less, we were more sparsely populated. We didn't have as many people as, like, the mainland in Europe and in the UK, where you've had an influx of people for a very long time now. And so there's a different synergy in that energy that's going on in the wisdom that's coming through. And again, there's been so much human energetic imprinting over time that it did. It had a different flavor. And yet, at the end of the day, when you stripped away everything, the messages were very much the same about being called as a human race to engage and activate our sacred alliance with the trees, because as human, you know, infinite beings embodied as humans, we're working on this, you know, our ascension path. Mm-hmm. And that unity consciousness is at the core of that. And as we're able to connect with the trees in this way, it takes our consciousness to that next level. And, you know, we know from the studies at Domenher with the music of the plants that there is frequency and sound and singing coming from the trees all of the time from all of the plants, but we don't hear it. You know, it's not at a frequency that we're able to hear it. But there are those of us, especially, you know, in my tribe and your tribe, who are already calibrated to receive those messages and to tune in an easy way. So it's time for us to remember these gifts that we have and this union that we have and alliance that we have with the trees.
Absolutely. Beautiful. And, you know, when we were, when I was just in Vienna, obviously, and we saw some, you know, a bunch of really old cities and old towns in Austria, and the feel and the vibe is different. You know, it's just amazing to see how people have been able to keep nature pristine in most areas, you know, instead of getting it all built up. And connecting with nature, connecting with the trees, is powerful. It brings you a sense of not just groundedness, but so much peace, don't they?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. And the generosity of trees is what blows me away. Even after, you know, centuries of abuse, you know, where we clear-cut it and, and really annihilated, you know, natural spaces in a lot of areas, the trees are still willing and ready to work with us because they get it. They get that this is part of our human evolution. And so we have an opportunity to go deeper. And that sereneness that we feel is when we're able to hook into that life force energy that comes through the trees. And they do want to teach us so much more than just the grounding because, you know, we're all in this together. If we don't get it as humans, well, the trees don't have a very good future either then.
Right. Yes, absolutely. So tell me, I mean, like, I'm curious to find out about, I'm just like, I don't even know where to go. Like, you know, about the different personalities and so on. Like, I understand that there would be different personalities because the shapes of the trees are all different. The leaves formations are all different. But I really never thought of it that way, right?
I know. It's so fascinating. And, you know, it's interesting, those of us, again, who are on the path and opening up or are already deep into the animal communication, there are times where we question that because, you know, it's not like the animal's mouth opens up like Mr. Ed and they start talking to us. It's a very different kind of energy. And for a long time, the trees have been telling me, like, as humans, get over yourselves with this animal communication. Of course you can do it. It's telepathic communication. You guys can do this. Like, figure it out and move on. There's, you know, these are small potatoes compared to what you can remember that you're able to do. And so as we move through this and we start to connect, just like anyone can attest, like our guides have different personalities, angels have different personalities, the animals have different personalities, the ascended masters have different personalities, and the trees are that life force energy embodied, you know, as that spruce or as that maple. And so, of course, as we start to connect with them, we can feel the difference. And the personality piece, like that's what I think I was so blown away with, was how striking the personalities were. Some of the trees were very, very reserved. Some of them were very outgoing. Some of them were downright mischievous. I had a tree named Pete that I would talk to, and if I didn't say hi to him, he would drop stuff on me or hit me with a branch.
Wow.
And he was at the edge of a driveway. So sometimes, you know, in my humanness, I wasn't, you know, tuned in, and I was like rushing from here to there, and he would drop, you know, pine cones on my head and stuff to get me to be like, hey, I'm here. And he had this like grandfather or mischievous, old, you know, grandpa energy, you know, where he would be the trickster kind of one. And he really did like to do that stuff. And then I've had other trees that are like, you know what, I'm just not interested in talking to you. And so we don't want people to feel bad if they try and connect with trees and they don't feel anything. It can take a little while to calibrate into that energy. We raise our vibration to hook into that. And then also knowing that sometimes there are some trees, just like some animals and some people, that don't. That's not what they're doing. They're working on something else, so they're not interested. So we really want to honor that, of course. And what I've loved about this journey is it's connected me with all the other tree talkers, the people who are like, I thought I was crazy, so I never told anyone.
Absolutely, yeah. I can imagine, right? Because it's not something that most people have talked about. Most people have talked about talking to the elementals, you know, collaborating with the elementals and the animal kingdom, but no one's ever talked about speaking to trees. I mean, there's a few that speak to flowers and so on as well now, but it's not that common, right?
Right. And we all, like, you know, especially in, you know, the energy work, we all know about, like, putting our hands on a tree or hugging a tree. But it's typically been, or historically, it's been from that, you know, just gratitude of nature's expression, not realizing that these are, like, brothers and sisters of ours. These are kinfolk. This is, you know, in that plant family that is our family as well. And instead of just, you know, like, appreciating the tree, they want us to work, they want us to build a relationship with them just like we would with any of our other guides and work with them on a deeper level. And in the 2 years that they took me under their tutelage to like share these exercises and these practices and these ways of, you know, working with the trees, it was so phenomenal. And again, like I said, everybody gets the, you know, guided meditation of using a tree and grounding into the earth. And those are wonderful. And I'm not, you know, saying it to be flippant and put it down, but there's so much more. You know, one of the things that they helped me was with moving. And, you know, you were just talking about this, like you've had this great company of this beautiful tree, mm-hmm. and now you're going to be leaving and you're not going to have that. Well, you can ask that tree, you know, finish connecting with this tree and mm-hmm. making that that relationship, and then ask that tree to help you connect with the tree back home, because okay. they're all connected and they can help you. They've guided me each time I've moved to new trees that, you know, then we're like, you know, like when you go to a new place, you know, this, and you know someone at least.
Right, absolutely. And that's what I've been searching for, that. And I didn't know, I tried to do that on my own, but I'm going to work with this beautiful tree here to help me to connect with more of the trees in Vienna and the outer areas, just so that I can really fully become more present in the new space, right?
Absolutely. And again, ground you in to the new space. And even more than that, so, you know, just like humans were these little antenna, the trees are these huge antenna of, you know, this life force energy. And so to help you ground into the space that you're in, but also to tap you in even deeper to that universal wisdom. And so whatever projects you're working on, personal, professional, spiritual, you know, any of that, connect mm-hmm. in with them. It's that next step in the wherever two or more are gathered. You know, it didn't mean just, you know, the humans. It meant if we're consciously connecting with each other at the heart space and with the animals and with the trees and with the rocks, we are able to amplify that life force energy and create that sacred geometry that becomes that manifestation grid.
Beautiful. So how, you know, because I know people are going to be asking this question, but I'm wondering, okay, how can we collaborate with these beautiful trees to turbocharge our spiritual development and manifestation? I know a lot of people are still challenged with and struggling with abundance and prosperity issues. Can the trees help us with that?
Absolutely. The way they taught it to me was anything that's going on in your life that you are wanting to shift or change or call in or amplify, take it to the trees. And so in my Trees as Messengers course, in that experience, I take people through all these different modules and ways to different exercises that they can use, and it becomes like a daily practice where you're utilizing the energetic hooking in with, aligning with, into that sacred alliance with that life force energy in the tree, and creating that vortice of manifestation and, you know, receiving information. And it all starts, like, the very first steps that I would tell people, you know, of course, join my, you know, tree experience, because that's going to give it to you in where you're going to really be walked through how to do that. But the start of it is always around raising our vibration, and we know how important that is as energetic beings. And so there are things that we can do, like we can look at how much time are we spending in nature. If we're in a place where we can't be in nature, we can surround ourselves with pictures of nature. We can use that imaginal realm, which we know hooks us into that quantum field, and we can picture those trees. So you can imagine that tree, even picture it energetically over your workspace back in Vienna, and, you know, call it in, you know, when you're sitting down and getting ready to do your sacred work, tap in and tune in and call in that tree to help. We can look at what are the things that we're putting into and onto our body, because we know that that affects our vibration. There's certain food additives, food colorings, artificial sweeteners, all of those act as neurotoxins, and they scramble the messages that are trying to come in from the divine, whether they're being delivered by an animal or by a tree. And so that's something that we have, you know, direct control over, to be able to pay attention to how we can raise our frequency and clear that channel that the messages are coming through.
Beautiful. Thank you. And, you know, and you're right, that is really important for us to, you know, raise our vibration, be more connected within and with the divine. And so how can we connect in more deeply, more strongly, more clearly with the trees in and around our neighborhood, or even pictures of trees?
Mm-hmm. So what we know about trees and what we've learned and what the science has really been backing up, and more researchers are on board with that. And in the handout that I give out in the tree experience, I give you these links to some of that research, because it's so mind-blowing. And again, you know, in our spiritual lives, we walk by faith so often. But I will tell you, man, it's so expansive when we have science to back things up. Because it gives us that acknowledgement and that confirmation on what we've known, you know, all along. And so what we know about the trees is they're, give me one second, I have a tree that's actually trying to connect in with me here.
Okay, great.
And it's actually from somebody in the group. Mm-hmm. So let me just make a note here. Wow, this tree, oh my goodness, this tree is like so excited. There is a woman on the line who is been trying to connect with this tree, and she doesn't know if she's doing it or not. And mm-hmm. this tree is like, oh my God, you can hear me. So, mm-hmm. which reminds me, you know, like, I love that they did this. So we'll make sure, and I'll be listening for who this was with this tree, or, you know, if you know it's you, raise your hand and make sure that you get in on this conversation. But this reminds me about the, when we first start working with trees, we're kind of clumsy. Like, as humans, what the trees told me is we're kind of like toddlers. You know, like, we have no boundaries. We can be kind of rude sometimes. We just walk up and take things, you know, and you know, the tree's like, you didn't even ask. The pine cone's like, hey, I wanted to stay here. And so there's this piece that they want to bring us into remembering from the beginning, is that this is a relationship. And so we're coming into it with another sentient being. And so just like you wouldn't, you know, unless you really know someone well, walk into their house and move stuff around, you wouldn't do that with the tree either. And so you're going to walk up and you're going to introduce yourself and ask if they want to be in collaboration. And back circling around to what I was saying earlier, what we know from the science is trees in a natural forest, not the ones that are like in the farms, but in a natural forest, have this interconnection. And they have this ability to communicate with each other through different electrical pulses, through different chemical pieces that are going through. And they have this underground fungi network that is helping them connect and amplify those messages between them. Now, when we get to trees that are in landscaping or in urban areas, a lot of times they've been disconnected from that wood wide web, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can take a little bit longer sometimes to connect with because they don't always have, it's like they're, that part of their growth has been stunted a little bit because they don't have that whole community working together with them to help them learn everything and then to work in synergy. However, the thing that helps them is when they have humans that interact with them. We were recently at a concert at Red Rocks, and it is literally these huge monoliths of red stone, and then they've got these big trees inside. It's like one of the top 10 music venues in the world. And we were interacting with one of the trees, and it was telling us about how much it loves this station that it has because, you know, like it's surrounded by amazing music all of the time and people in this kind of revelry and these high vibrations. And so that tree is very used to people, you know, being around it, connecting with it, but it wants, you know, it would like to do more too. So sometimes, you know, in the parks where we have a lot going on, there's a lot of activity going on, those trees are more used to human interaction versus, like, you can think about those industrial parks
mm-hmm.
where they've just got a tree to, like, give green space, but nobody ever goes out there.
Yeah.
Those trees, if you start talking to it, it might take a little bit longer. And so again, don't use anything as a wrongness for, oh, I'm not a tree talker. I mean, anyone can do it. We've got we receive the messages through all of our senses. We can get this. It's just a slower, more subtle, but powerful. One of my colleagues calls it gentle lightning. It's a subtle but powerful energy and transmission of energy that is then you as a human, you're translating it through whichever, you know, clairsense channel it comes through into a message that you understand. And it's like a percolation. It's not always like, ba-dum, right there. It can take a little bit of time. One of the lessons they really want us to get is to slow down. We go so fast from this thing to that thing. In fact, one of the scientific researchers said that he doesn't believe that communication with a tree is possible because the energy of a tree is so much slower. It moves things, even its energetic impulses and electrical impulses, very slowly, and humans are so fast bouncing around. Well, I believe very much that, you know, we can connect with trees. I am connecting with trees. We all can connect with trees, and it's in that slowdown. So even in us connecting with them, they give us that gift of slowing down.
Absolutely. And that's what we all need in our lives, to slow down a little bit. And so I had somebody call, post a question about the tree that was so excited to talk to you and to, she's asking, is it Captain Tobias? Is it an oak tree?
You know, it's not him. It's
not him.
This is a smaller tree. Gosh, it would be so easy to just be like, yep, that's him. But
I know.
It's not. That's not the one. This is smaller. Smaller than a big, mighty oak
yeah.
and a little bit younger than what our captain tree is.
Mm.
But we'll check in with him later, too.
Exactly. So I have a question about, a general question about trees. Do trees have a particular, is there a particular favorite tree of dogs, or is there one that's a favorite of cats type of tree, I guess?
In terms, again, that's going to be very individualistic for each animal, my dog, Astro, he is a Great Dane, and he's still very much of a puppy, but he's very steeped in all of this energy work, and we work with the trees, and there is this trio of trees where we do this vortex work every day with, and we come in, and Astro, out of the three trees, he has a favorite, and it has some lower branches, and he will chew on the edges of the branches, and when he first started doing that, I was like, oh, my God, stop chewing on my friend. Don't do that. And so I checked in with the tree, and she was like, no, it's okay. She's like, I'm actually keeping him busy here with you, because he's got that puppy ADD, so that we can do this energy. She goes, you know, those branches that he's chewing on are dead, older branches. I don't have the same sensations. So then I naturally asked her about, well, you know, I'm like, sometimes, you know, my cat will scratch on a tree that is very much alive, or, you know, the dog will rip a branch off of something. And how she explained it is, yeah, we'll notice it, we'll feel it, but it's not the same. You know, it's different. Like, we can't always project our, you know, the sensations that we have from humans onto trees, although we do know, again, from some of the scientific research that if they're in a drought or they're under extreme duress in some other way, that you can catch the frequency of them crying out from that. And so it's important that we're interacting with the tree. So if my dog does rip a branch off, I talk to the tree and I'm like, just like if we bumped into someone or hit someone with our cart, you know, in the grocery store, you know, I'm sorry, that wasn't my intention or whatever. And, it, you know, can I connect with you to help you receive whatever it is you need, you know, to support you in this? And that's an important part. It's not just about us taking from the trees, but also working in collaboration, because like I said, wherever there's two or more gathered, it's not just our intentions. Those trees, you know, they're under contract while they're here. They're working on things too. And so if there's anything while we're joined together that you can receive that's going to be divinely right for you, sometimes we get our place, mixed up, and we think we have to give the tree something, you know, or do something. And of course, you know, offerings, things like that are great, but we're really empowering every being to be able to access that life force energy to get exactly what they're needing at any time.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yep. Oh, wow. And that's something we tend to not always ask, that's for sure. And then Gail has a question about standing tall trees. Do the standing tall ones know who we are energetically when we stand with them?
So here's an interesting piece. They can all see your life force energy, and then again, how light are you vibrating? You know, like, again, if you take that Krillian photography and you take a picture of a GMO orange versus an organic orange, you're going to see a difference in the life force energy that's there. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with people. You know, if you come into, if I go into a forest that I don't know the trees, those trees, just like if I walked into a party somewhere, you know, full of people, maybe I know them, maybe I don't, people are going to see that you're there. Some are going to be attracted to you or, you know, your energy in a particular way, and some you're actually going to know. And that's the way that I get that. And then the other way that I've encountered tree energy is sometimes it's a specific tree's energy that's coming through, and sometimes it's like a group of trees. And the way that she phrased the question with the tall standing ones, I've run in multiple times where there'll be a grove of tall standing trees, maybe like, you know, on the side of a hillside or on the side of a mountain, and they'll come through as this like sentinel kind of energy, like the watchers, really watching us. And so they recognize you, and yet, you know, again, sometimes it's they recognize that life force energy in you, not you particular, but there's other times, especially if we're in places where our family has a history, where the trees will recognize you, even if you don't know the tree.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Wow, so fascinating. And, you know, there have been times when I have been near a tree, standing near a tree, just gazing out, and I notice that the tree or the group of trees, you know, would be like shimmering and shining, and then sort of like this bright halo all around it. And I, you know, in that moment, I'm like just in such awe of the beauty and the love and the space that it, that they create and share with me. Has that ever happened to you? I'm sure it has.
Absolutely. And you're getting that glimpse of that life force energy and that tree's mm-hmm. aura.
Yeah.
And you can see that. The other thing that I'm getting for you is you're seeing, you know, every living thing has elementals that are connected to it mm-hmm. that help create the structure and keep that life force energy moving. And you're also seeing, like I'm seeing it in layers. So you're seeing that elemental Devic kingdom mm-hmm. kind of overlay. And then you're also seeing the tree's aura. It's almost like an interplay between those dimensions.
Beautiful. Yeah, I love being in nature and being around trees, and just especially when the sun is hitting it just so, and it's like I'm in my heart space and expanded out. It's just absolutely beautiful. The connection, it's just like, wow.
It's phenomenal. And that, again, that light, life force energy coming from the sun shining through the trees is imprinting energy for mm-hmm. onto us, into us. And this is why, you know, it's so important for us to live this whole life consciousness where it's not just when we're meditating or whatever, but we're bringing this, you know, unity consciousness to everything, so that when I sit under a tree and, you know, here's the thing about our human condition, we're going to have things on our mind, you know, because first of all, we think we have to do it all ourselves
mm-hmm.
and we got to figure it out. And, you know, so you know that's going to be happening anyway. So be putting things into motion. Like, you know, I'm asking for your assistance in helping me with this thing that's on my heart and my mind today.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, absolutely. Beautiful. Thank you. So do you want to take some live caller questions?
Yeah, let's do that. That sounds super fun.
There's so many. All right. So we're going to go with the phone number ending in 6702. 6702. Hello.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I have this tree in my backyard, and in meditations it comes to me, you know, kind of as a protector or guide, but, you know, other than feeling its energy and sometimes talking to it, it really, I'm wondering how I can connect with it better or more effectively to communicate back and forth.
Right, exactly. And it is that piece, like, you know, when we go to a new country, if we don't have any clue about the language, you know, how would we communicate other than the basics, like you said? And so there's this piece that is simply in the asking. So for you, you're already connected. You're just not completely feeling the way that the tree is connecting back with you. So sit under the tree, let it know, once you get in that heart space, you know, I'm here. I'm wanting to be in collaboration with you to start this relationship and put it out there. You know, it's like when we meet somebody and, you know, we're like, gosh, you know, she would be a really nice, she's really interesting. She's a really interesting person. I really want to get to know her. And we set up time to be with them and we get to know people back and forth like that. And this is with that tree. And so you can start to, and you don't want to overwhelm it with too many things. And it's really not the tree you're overwhelming. It's your own, you know, your own brain that's going to try and dismiss anything that comes through. So come with one thing, like one question that you're needing some help with, and bring it to that tree each day, you know, for like a week, and feel into what you, how you're feeling before you go see the tree, when you're with the tree afterwards, and don't forget to bring up this concern during the time. And at the end of that, you know, 7-day period, be with that question again, whether you're under the tree or in some other space. It really doesn't matter because you're connecting into energy at that point. And then be in the listening, and you can even use your non-dominant hand to write down the message that comes through for you about that question. And it will be something very short and concise, so you don't have to worry about not being able to read this big, long, you know, thing that's written out. It's always, when the messages come in, they're very short and concise, and then it's almost like that primes the pump, and then you can get the rest of the, you know, fill in the information from there. But this is about you invoking yourself, this alliance with this tree, and saying, I'm remembering, and I want your help. To ask them to help us with the remembering. And I absolutely, in this field, like this tree is grinning like ear to ear, wherever their ear would be, I guess. But this piece about like you having this huge opening and being like, oh, I guess that was the community. I didn't realize that. Like there's a lot going on already that you're not catching, but that's okay. We're just not tuned into it yet.
Okay. Wow. I will try that.
How cool.
Great. Thank you. Great. Thank we you. Have a podcast now. Thank you. All right. We're going to go to phone number ending in 6470.
Hi, Alara. Hi, Anna Maria.
Hi
there. I'm the one who asked about Captain Tobias, Anna Maria. I have a question, and it can be more of a general question, too. You know, we have Captain Tobias in the backyard, and there's a question about whether or not we're looking at possibly leaving this house. And I feel very much like a caretaker and a guardian for him. And I'm really conflicted about leaving him on several levels. And I just wonder if he has anything to say about that. And also in general for anybody who's in a situation like this.
Right. I think it's so perfect because these are the questions that come through because we're like, oh my gosh, I love this tree. And I'm not sure, you know, like who can I trust? I see like the listing of the house, must love trees at the top of it.
Yeah.
But there's this piece, so this is perfect. So you can go connect with him and let him know what's going on. Like this is what we're considering. And this is what it brings up for me. You know, so you're worried, what emotion are you feeling around that? What does that bring up? And what it's really showing you, you know, like we talk about the animals as messengers and how they reflect our inner terrain. The trees do the same thing because that's that cosmic bait and switch. So there's this confliction beyond just the tree about moving too. And so you want to be honest with that and look at it because here's the thing, it's all energy. If we just pretend that it's not there, it's still going to show up someplace. So we might as well deal with it. So be with, you know, and go do this with the tree. This is where, you know, Captain Tobias can really help you out here. Let him know, this is what's up for me here, this is what's up for me here. And what I'm seeing, like when I peel it all back, it's really this piece of control. So
okay.
There's, you know, places where it's divine for us to have control, and then there's places where it's, you know, remnants of old patterning. So they're just asking you, your whole team is just asking you to get really clear on what truly is, you know, you being in divine order and what is that old pattern of white knuckling so that things go well. So connect with him, let him know what's going on, and then help him help you connect to your new property. Call in the trees, the nature, the wildlife at the new property so you can connect there, and then connect with him to call in the new people, who the divine right people, who are going to be taking over the guardianship of that space because he's just one aspect that they're going to be, you know, interacting with because you're going to be calling in some higher vibrational people here.
Okay, yeah, because that's really the big question. There's a lot of redevelopment occurring, and my biggest concern would be that someone would come in and take him down.
Right.
And I've been watching the trees in my neighborhood be taken down,
one by
the
one.
Old trees, one by one, and it just breaks my heart. And I – so that's
– You and, you know, like you could feel the other people with the lump in their throat now. Because I get it, too, like if I see a chainsaw come out or something.
Yeah, oh.
So this is important for us, just like with animals, shadow trees, you know, trees that aren't being treated well, trees that are not being considered, all of that brings up stuff in us. And this is an opportunity for us to clear that up within us. So the tree has entered into a contract to embody as a tree in this lifetime, knowing that there's this myriad of outcomes that could happen. And, you know, it's made it this far, and there are still a myriad of outcomes that could happen. So, you know, again, that piece where, you know, you can't be responsible for everything, but you can be responsible for your own energy field. So clearing out all of the stuff that comes up around that, and especially, like, the injustice pieces that came up for you as a child, like, that's not fair. Okay. All of those pieces are really in there in a big way. So take that to him and work with him.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. What a
thank
great
you.
Relationship you two have, by the way.
I love him.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful, Claire. Thank you. All right, we're going to go to the web call. We're going to go to the web call to Brett. I'm going to unmute you, Brett. Hello? Maybe I'm going to unmute you. Hi.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I have a slightly kind of different question. I've been kind of suffering with chronic pain throughout my whole body for a long time. And I have kind of a call to go into nature and spend time in nature to try and kind of help my body. But because of the pain, I find it very difficult to do that. And I know I heard earlier you talk about kind of using pictures and whatnot, and I just thought I'd just kind of ask that question and put that out there.
Right. So the first thing, again, trying to get out to nature can be a task for a lot of different people for a myriad of reasons. And hold on a second, your whole team is like, yay, he's going to hear us. So now they're all talking. So give me 1 second, take a deep breath.
Sure.
So that I can get it in an orderly way that actually makes sense. So this is a great proxy question for everyone in addition to yourself. So really all we need is a small patch of grass. And if it, you know, we can put our bare feet on it, that's going to be the most sourcing. Now, if we can't, you know, find that spot of bare grass or it's too cold to take our feet out of our shoes, you can also hold the branch or the leaves or, you know, like a stem from some, you know, natural growing trees, bushes, whatever it is. You're wanting to hook in with those life force energy. And we know that there's different energetic supplements that we can use and work with to help infuse us. When we've got the chronic issues going on in our body, we know that it's part of our body is saying, like, no, I'm not going to do this life this way anymore. I'm just going to stop working then. If you're not going to be tuned in and listen and, you know, trust your listening and speak your truth, then we're just going to start to shut down and you're not going to be able to do anything then. So this is about you really connecting into that heart space. And we know that nature can really open us up in such a way. So if you can't get out, if you don't even have a window that you can sit by that gives you a view, then you can, you know, here's where the internet is so beautiful because we can find the most amazing, beautiful pictures online that really transport us someplace. And so what you're going to do is you're going to engage, you know, your imagination and you're going to picture yourself, feel yourself, all of the senses being engaged in being under that tree or near that waterfall or whatever it is that you're being drawn to. But I want you to imagine, what does it feel like? What does the earth feel like under your feet in that spot? What are the smells that you're smelling? And for you, particularly because it's your clairaudience that's really trying to come through strong, you want to pay attention to what you're hearing. And if you even hear things outside, like you're trying to connect in, but you hear the garbage truck next door, that's important. That's an important message, too, because it's happening right in that container. I'm also getting, so then your clairgnosticism must be pretty high, which can also cause us to shut down our clairaudience because we don't even have any proof for why we know something. We just do. So we're not even going to listen, you know, for anything else.
Right.
So, did I answer your question, or did your team take you someplace else?
I did, and what I know what they're getting at because, you know, I think when you declare Gnosticism, whatever you mentioned it as, I think that's just my knowing, and I'm kind of intuitive that way, but I'm just in this place where I'm kind of just stuck in this pain, and I kind of feel what I need to do, but I just can't seem to get there to do it.
Oh. And this would be the time to take it, you know, to a tree in particular. Again, whether it's a physical tree or one that you're pulling up. In my program, I give different pictures of trees that people can, you know, connect in with too that I've infused with energy or that are actual trees that I've been working with. So they're already infused with that energy and you take it to them. So in the thing we talk about, you know, dealing with physical issues because the trees can pick up you know, just like we've got dogs that can pick up illness in people, well, the trees can read all of your energy. And you know, like sometimes we pee outside. And when we do that, you know, sometimes we're just doing it to relieve ourselves or whatever. But there's frequencies, there's information in that. And the trees can use that to work with us. So this is what you would engage. Like this would be your project with the tree. I want to work on alleviating this body pain. And or... bringing me the inspiration to move forward, because if I'm not feeling inspired, and it's that, for you, it's that balance between the masculine and the feminine, because if the divine feminine isn't getting the information, the inspiration, she has nothing to pass on to the divine masculine to put into action, to put into place to create those structures. So they just kind of sit at a stalemate and nothing happens. So we want to engage you with the trees to bring some alleviation, first of all, that can then spark that inspiration so you actually feel like I have a direction to go in even.
Yep, okay. All right, that makes sense. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling in. That was great info for everyone.
Yeah, thank you, Brett. I'm glad you're able to get through and stay on. okay, because he kept disconnecting, so it's like, oh, stay on, hold on, I'll get to you.
Well, that's how we know it's big stuff, you know, because we can't, you know, the energy is just so strong, it takes everything out.
Yeah, exactly. No, that was a great question. So I have a general question on the Q&A about banyan trees. What do they signify, Anna Maria?
Spell that for me. I think I heard you.
B-A-N-Y-A-N?
Oh, yeah, the banyan trees, absolutely.
Banyan
oh, my
trees.
Goodness. So those, you know, the thing that is the most, the thing that we notice about a tree, and this is what you want to look at, what are you noticing first about them? With the banyan trees, it's really about that root system. You know, it's a really amazing kind of a root system and a structuring system. And so it's about diving deep into that internal wisdom that we have, that ancient wisdom that we can access through this earth energy. And that's why, you know, they end up being, you know, kind of at the center of so many different spiritual practices or spiritual stories. So we have the opportunity through that. You know, it really also reminds me, remember in the movie Avatar, when they would get the information through the tree and they would hook it into their hair? It's very similar to that, except it's the roots going down into the ground, and it's a beautiful, stunning display of the root system on the banyan tree. And so that's what we would want to focus on, is really rooting ourselves in that universal truth and taking a stand from there.
Oh, beautiful. All right, so I have a question from Joy, and she says she has a beautiful tree, a pine tree, in the park near where she lives here in Canada. And she said I feel her feminine energy is very loving, and I wonder what she has to tell me. Is there a specific message that I need to hear? And by the way, there is her male companion nearby, too. He's a very nice being, too.
I love it. And you know what I'm getting very strongly, that this is the tree was like, you know, oh my gosh, you can hear me. And
yeah.
So this is that acknowledgement to Joy about what she's getting and the information that's coming through and what's coming through, because she keeps, well, what a beautiful heart and soul and energy field Joy has. And it's this one of generosity, but almost of that overgiving kind of energy. Mm-hmm. And so this pine tree is really asking her to heal that part, because the giving is coming from the wounded place of not feeling enough. Oh, my gosh, her and this tree know each other really well. This is amazing, the things they're telling me and showing me. And so for her to connect with this pine tree, and we know pines are great for healing, and for her to know, first of all, she's receiving, you know, frequencies and information that she's not even recognizing. So really stay in your intentions and ask to receive more, because you'll just calibrate to it and you'll start to acclimate to the energy and understand it even more. And so this is why it's important to understand how our own energy flows. Do we get it through the claircognizance? Do we get it through the clairaudience? Are we clairvoyant? Are we, you know, all of these different ways that we can get the messages. That's how it's going to come through with the trees. So for her, it's about healing that wound, where she really is very generous, but a lot of times it's coming from that wounded place instead of, you know, that true unconditional love place.
All right, so Joy, let us know how that resonates with you, and I'm so glad that we found the tree that was, you know, wanting to connect earlier on, so yay.
I know, otherwise I know that the tree would stick around and, you know, like stay on me until we found the person.
Exactly. And then I have an interesting question, Oh my goodness, I keep losing it. Hold on. From Grace, and she says, a few days ago, I was walking between the trees at night on a palm street, and I realized that they had some kind of singing energy and communication in the air with gentle sounds, like a gentle, soft expression of their energy. What was that from your perspective?
Oh my gosh, I love that, because not everybody can tune in and hear that. They are putting off a frequency all of the time. We know the science has shown it, that they're always emitting. I've experienced it working with the plants through the machines where you can hook onto their leaves and into the, you know, you plug into the ground and it will pick up their life force energy and then translate it into sound so that you can see how that is always being emanated. What we know it most commonly as is that 528 hertz frequency that's coming through, and that's what you're hearing. And that's interesting because not everybody can audibly hear that. So definitely be in gratitude about that and ask for that to come through even stronger, because my guess is that she can see those tones as well. As I look in her field, that's absolutely a possibility. And there's this piece, this is so interesting, this is way beyond what she was even just asking about, but in that she can, and it, any of us can do it, but when you can see or hear it, of course, it takes you to a whole other level, but she can ask for particular frequencies to come through, you know, if it's a healing frequency, if it's an amplification frequency, if it's a calming frequency that she's needing to pull on that, because she's hearing kind of all of the strands together, but they could be focused if she connected with those trees and set an intention.
Wow, beautiful. Thank you. Great question, Grace. And then I have a question from Maya, and she said, I once received a message from the trees that because of their ability to channel pure energy, they can channel very high vibrations, even the 12th vibrational field. Was I dreaming, or does this make sense to you?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what they're all about. And their ability, because they don't have you know, we've got that, the ego, we've got that lower aspect going on that we're here to work with, to love on. They don't have that aspect. They're just the channel. So what she heard is absolutely right. And so what we can do, this is perfect. This is how we know, and this is how I started with this one tree named Ruby, where I was like, you know, first of all, I need to know, am I going crazy? Because, hello, a tree is talking to me. And so what I did was I started asking her questions that I could find an answer to, that I didn't know the answer to, but I could find an answer to. And one by one, like a checklist, I could check it off. She was always right on task, especially sometimes she told me things that had happened in the yard where she was living, and I was able to, you know, confirm that with different people. And so that's one of the ways that we do it. And then we always test the messages that we get. Are they coming from love or are they coming from fear? And when we question that, we want to get very, this is where we go into our discernment, because sometimes things can be fear masquerading around as love, but we know. And so it's that ultimate litmus test of, is this coming from fear or love? And that's how we can also kind of mind management the side of us that's afraid of us, you know, really going off the deep end here.
I love that. Thank you. Is this coming from love or fear? Great question. And now, here's a question, interesting one that I think people will really appreciate, from Sarah. And she's saying, can you talk a little bit about the money tree, the abundance tree? She says, I have one at home, and I love it so much. It is small and generous. And what kind of message do these trees hold, and why do we call them money trees?
You know, that's so funny. I've heard of them, but I've never actually worked with them. So I'm not really sure why, you know, they that is how it ended up being called, the money tree. But that abundance, we definitely had that inner knowingness about the abundance of trees. The leaves and the fruit of any trees has to do with that abundance. And so, you know, that is abundance on display. And so we can hook in with the trees and set an intention to call in abundance, you know, and maybe sometimes we have to be even more specific in terms of I'm calling in prosperity and abundance, especially along the lines of positive cash flow, you know, because the trees are like, well, having a beautiful, lovey, love-filled day, that's abundance. When
mm-hmm.
we're like,
yeah.
I'm glad I got a hug, but I need to pay my rent. So we want to be really super clear on what exactly it is that we're asking for, you know, this positive cash flow that easily and effortlessly, you know, takes care of our necessities and our luxuries along with creating a surplus, things to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even, if you begin to learn about, you know, like the Bagua's, which I believe you've had Deb Regan on before, she'll talk about like power spots in the house. If you're going to have a money tree, where would you put that? Because then you're hooking into an energetic vortice that's already there, or vortex
mm-hmm.
that's already there, and you're amplifying it with the intention of that tree.
Beautiful. Thank you. Good question, Sarah. All right. Okay, so just let me go back to the queue, the live caller questions. But before we do that, let's just talk quickly about the special offer that you have for us about Tree Biz Messengers. So if you're on the live page, you can click on special offer. If you're on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/AnnaMaria13. Yep, that's it. All right, so this the Trees as Messengers experience. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Absolutely.
I mean, we've talked about it a lot already, but yeah.
Yeah, it was so fun to put together. Like I said, it was about two and a half years in the making because they took me through all of it. And then everybody in my inner circle had to go through it. I mean, like giving them these tree assignments to try these things. And it was phenomenal, the connections that people were able to make and the breakthroughs that people were able to have. So in essence, you have this 10-module program. And each module, it's either, I have some of them are audio, some of them are video, and we take you through these different steps in terms of connecting with the trees. And aside from doing module one first, you can do it in whatever order you want. It's completely self-guided so that you can be in your listening about how to work this. I lay out the whole premise and how this all happened and how it came through, and some things to pay attention to as you go through the other modules in the first module. Then we move into the really fun stuff. We talk about, you know, tree hugging and the practical reasons for doing that. We talk about tree symbology because, like I said before, you know, there's certain trees that are great at healing, certain ones that are really good at helping us manifest. There's all of these different symbology, just like for different animals that we would see. And so I take you through some of those pieces as well as the different parts of the tree. You know, sometimes you're on a hike and you're really drawn to the trunk of a tree. Well, that's going to have a different message for you versus the tree that you're pulled to because of, you know, its branches or its leaves or whatever it is, or like we talked about the banyan tree with the roots. So we go through those pieces so that you can begin to interpret the symbolism that's coming through the trees that you're interacting with or that you're seeing or that are bringing, you know, calling attention. We're in module four, we talk about biophotons. This is when I was talking about sitting under a tree and having that life force energy through sunlight imprint through the, you know, biochemical field of the tree. Trees are magic. Like, they turn sunlight into sugar. Like, who can do that? That's amazing. It's science, but it's also magic. I mean, this is like along the lines of water to wine kinds of stuff. So we want to work consciously with that energy. We talk about tree auras. We talk about interacting with them. And one fun thing that I do is I show people how to find the aura of a tree. And I've got this great video of James interacting with one of the red pines here. And you can interact with the tree and then see that its aura gets bigger. And it's super fun to do, first of all. It's like my favorite party trick in the world, and it never gets old to me. I can go into the forest and I do it all the time, And anyone can do this. It's super fun. We also talk about activating plant medicine. So we're shifting from doing things to nature to being in collaboration. So this changes everything for us, you know, from our vitamins to the food we eat to working with the trees in a conscious way. And I explain that and why that's so important for us. We talked before about peeing on trees. I have a whole module on that and explaining what that means and how to use that and how to do that if you live in a place where if you pull your pants down, you're going to get arrested. So we talk about all of those pieces. It's super fun. The trees have a great sense of humor as well. And then I take you through tree processes that they gave me for transmuting, healing, and manifesting. And again, you can go out and find your own trees in these sacred geometry configurations, or you can work with the images that I have. We talk about natural rhythm. We talk about the community aspect of trees and why it's so important for us to be behind legislation and organizations that are helping natural forests grow, wild forests grow, because there's an inherent intelligence that the forest and nature comes up with that we can't manage and we haven't figured out when we just plant trees, you know, by rows and things to this effect. So we really want to be in collaboration with the trees when we're bringing them together. There's also a live group session where the folks who purchase this program are going to have an opportunity. It's set about 6 weeks out from today, and they will have an opportunity to be on a call with me like this, and we'll answer your questions, and we'll do some intuitive readings. And that is a super fun piece. Don't let me forget, I have a free gift that I have to mention. I just totally almost spaced it. But you have a couple bonuses with this. You have three bonuses. The first one is an interview that I did with Caitlin Keat, who is a colleague who's a tree talker, and she talks about the trees helping humans develop their intuition, and that was really insightful. And then you have my downloadable e-guide where I go even deeper and I give you those the scientific research, all of those pieces that are going to give you the videos where they present what they've found. And then I invite you into the Nature as a Messenger series. And this talks about the different cycles, because nature cycles are so important to trees. And so it's important that we learn how to tune into that. And so you'll have one for each point, each season that you can go to. And since we've got solstice coming up, now is the time to get in on that one, to set your intentions and work with nature to really create this intentional life that we're, you know, looking to create. And I love that the trees have taught me all of that.
Absolutely. And so the Trees as a Messenger program, it's $222. And but if you want to add a 30-minute session with Anna Maria, you can upgrade it to $333 and get a private session with Anna Maria as well. So,
absolutely. And it helps you save money on a private session, and you get the tree course. Mm-hmm. So you can choose. People have an option. Do you want to just do the experience with that live group session, or do you want to take your learning even deeper and get some very specific guidance for yourself moving forward? And then I have this extra special bonus. I totally almost forgot about it. But for anybody who purchases here in the next 3 days, we're going to put those folks in a drawing, and I have this beautiful coffee table book that's waiting to be sent out to whomever is the winner. It's called The Living Wisdom of Trees, Natural History, Folklore, Symbolism, and Healing. It's like a $25 value, plus I'll pay the shipping on it. So out of all the people who purchase in the next 3 days, we will make sure that their names get into this drawing, and then I will contact that person and send them the book.
Beautiful. Thank you. So again, the packages are available at awakentohappinessnow.com/AnnaMaria13. So let's go back to the phone lines. I feel like you haven't taken a question from the live callers in a while. And they're like, I want to ask a question. So let's go there. Give me 1 second. Hold on. I'm going to unmute. Phone number ending in 9306. Hello?
Hi, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, Linda, how are you?
I'm great. I have a red maple, and I have a birch, and I have a bunch of maples all the way around my yard. But that birch is like something else. I just love that birch. And the red maple is gorgeous, too. And they're just really special trees. And I think I've connected with them, but I'm not sure.
I'm laughing because the trees are like, well, if we all knew we could speak up at the beginning, we would have been bothering you way at the beginning because, you know, like you said, we think we're connecting, but we're not sure. And what I'm getting for you with that birch, this is so interesting because it doesn't happen all of the time, but you've had other embodiments with this birch. And so you've known each other for a very, very long time. And so there's that ease that's there. And this birch is like, you know how birches can like be peely and stuff. He's like, oh my gosh, like it's shedding layers out of excitement for having this opportunity to be with you. Like it's going to get obscene here pretty soon, I think. So it's that super duper excitement. There is, take a deep breath. I want to feel in here for a second and see what it is that's coming through. They're both talking at the same time, and so I'm just going to tune into each of them first. So this the birch in particular is about, for you, it's about this courage to go really deep. And that it can be super fun. It doesn't have to be, you know, like the old electroshock therapy sessions. It's not like that anymore. We have a whole new way of doing this. I know, right? Thank goodness. So for you to have the courage to go deeper, and you can do that with that tree because you're already hooked up with this tree. It's like your main line. It's so awesome. So that you can have these amazing visions about what it is that you're looking to call in. And then when it shows up, you can say, I saw that. I totally saw that. In terms of the maple, we're looking at practical magic, you know, and that's inherent in, you know, the beautiful colors that they change from all the time, it seems like. And so that practical magic in your own life, how you can move through your life using your own particular blend of magic to show up in these different scenarios, in different ways, again, that are honoring to you, but totally reflecting your true colors.
Oh, cool. I like that. Thank you.
And they love, like, they want more time with you. So I don't know, because I kind of feel like you already spend a lot of time with them. So you're going to have to feel in to see if they're just being greedy or if it's true that you need to get out there more.
I'm not outside enough. I stay inside more than I do outside.
Oh, that's why they're luring you out.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they're trying to talk me into it. But I've got so many trips I got to take, so.
Fair enough.
I leave them, and every time I come home, it's sad.
Right. Well, and you can connect with them from when you're away, too. Just picture them or take a picture of them with you and connect in.
I do. I have pictures.
See? Exactly.
I took a picture one time when everything was all snowy and it looked like a fairy tale land. And I got the whole yard and it was just gorgeous. It looked like it was all sparkly. It looked like fairies were just touching the whole thing.
Yay. Well, they
snow are,
you know,
yeah.
So invoke them too.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Alara.
Thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Linda. Thank you. And yeah, that's a reminder for me too. I'm going to take a picture of this beautiful tree here in front of me before I leave tomorrow so that I have it with me when I go to Vienna. Let me go to phone number ending in 2000. 2000? Okay. Hello? Maybe not. Going? Okay, never mind. Good try. It was worth a shot. Okay, so we're going to go to phone number ending in 8,000? So what is with these numbers? I don't know. All right, we're going to go to phone number ending in 8,000. 8,000. Hold on. Hello? Hello?
phone number ending in 8000, Jones Gable. I can kind of hear you. Okay, never mind. Wow. All right, we're going to go to phone number ending in 1770. This one I know will work. 1770.
Yes, yes,
hi.
Yes. This is Colette.
Hi, Colette.
Hi. Hey, Colette. How are you?
Hi, Anna Marie.
How
hi.
Are you?
You've been busy. Anna Marie,
know.
You've been so busy. Traveling and having calls. Oh, my God, today.
Mm-hmm.
What's up Wednesday and this? Okay. Oh, my God, I am so loving this call. My name is Colette, if you didn't hear it. I will ask you about one a tree on my property, but first I just wanted to say that when you were talking about your tree named Pete,
mm-hmm.
I'm actually at my friends of mine, well, family friends, longtime family friends of mine, family, brother, excuse me, named Pete Rose had passed on Memorial Weekend. So I'm here helping to clean up the house and all that kind of stuff, right? And every now and then somebody starts talking about, there's all these memories about Pete all over the place. And here, as you're talking about that, you're telling, as they're talking about that, you're telling the story about your tree named Pete.
Oh, my goodness.
So that
and
was
And we know
good.
That that's what's, you know, honoring that energy, and that's what keeps that, and that's what animates that energy, you know, memorializing,
yeah.
talking about, at remembering when all of those pieces
mm-hmm.
keep that energy and honors that energy. How great. Oh, my gosh, what an honor. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes, and there's a lovely tree on the property here, too. Everywhere I go, there are trees. I love trees. You know, like I still do cleaning jobs and stuff, so everywhere I go, people's home properties, I mean, there's always a tree there that beckons me. But I guess I will ask about my spruce tree on my own property. If this is about trees today, so I'm guessing to ask you about my spruce tree. I've got one that's been through, you know, had its top sort of taken off during a storm, but still survived. I'm sure that tree has some messages, and I do like to give it some structured water when I got my hose going. So
that's so awesome. The first
yeah.
piece that you know that the piece about the broken off top, the very first tree I consciously connected with, she had the top broken
mm-hmm.
off of her too, and you know
yeah.
it's an interesting energy. As I start
yeah,
to connect in,
them.
Right, and it's this piece, especially for you, the biggest message. Again, no accident that that's the one you're connecting with so much is this thing where you know, yeah, I might be broken, but I'm still teeming with that life force energy. I'm still thriving.
Ooh.
And so any of those places that you feel broken or you're using your brokenness as an excuse, you can still be out there and be sending through. We know this too about the trees that even when they're cut down the stumps, some of them, especially the mother trees, continue to receive information, sugar, food, all of it
mm-hmm.
from the other surrounding trees. So
right.
Yeah, so for
mm-hmm.
you to take that in those places, like on the call this morning when we were talking about the baby birds, like sometimes we do need help, and it's just for that little while.
Mm.
So, again, I know you're the one who always does everything for everyone, but let the community, let the tribe be the one that supports you.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
There's another piece coming through on this. I just want to feel in here, so take a
mm-hmm.
deep breath, and let me just feel in here for just one more moment. It's particular. Spruce has to do with that healing, really, ability that comes in. So your ability to heal that space that,
mm-hmm.
you know, isn't allowing you to feel full or whole, even though you really are, even through the brokenness. So it's the healing of that broken feeling, because it's, the brokenness isn't the truth.
Yeah. Okay. I think I pretty much already I got that message pretty loud and clear. But I'm just wondering why I'm still getting it, because I pretty much got that by now. But that's good to know. It's good to reiterate that. You're right.
It's typically when they give us something that we've, you know, like, yeah, I've got that, I've been working on it, it's because there's a next layer that's coming that is going to make you go,
right,
I thought I did that. So just, you know, this is
that. No, I can't tell
early
you how many
warning
times
system.
That.
Because what happens, again, it goes in layers. So then we get another opportunity to show that we really have healed it. And so don't let it, you know, don't let it shake you. You've got it. You've got it. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
awesome.
Thank you, Colette.
Wow. Oh, Laura, thank you, too. Yeah, I love the call. Continue on.
Good.
Appreciate
it. Good. Yeah, it's a beautiful call. I'm absolutely loving it. So much wisdom is coming through for everyone. So it's beautiful. We're going to go to phone number ending in 8197. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Aretta.
Hey, I just talked to you.
I know. I didn't think I would get on this one.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, I got a different question.
Okay.
Is there a tree in my yard that wants to talk to me?
Let me see. Let me feel in and see if I can quadrant this out. I am getting... Hold on. It's I'm seeing the north side of your property, and it, of course, this makes perfect sense. I would say more if you had to northeast, like if there was a northeast corner and you can feel into that, and then you can just douse between the trees to see who it would be. But it makes perfect sense that it's coming from that area because we're calling on that direction of that northerly wisdom along with that easterly spirit of new beginnings, of course, you know. And with that birthday energy coming up for you, that's going to be important. So this is going to be like, you know, I would use this tree, find which one specifically it is in that quadrant that – and they keep going even further. So the northeast quadrant of the northeast quadrant. And
they're getting
so,
real specific.
I
I'm
know,
standing
right?
out here looking at them.
And so you can connect with that tree as you are setting your intentions, you know, for this new year that you're going to step into and this newness that you'll be creating now that you're done with all of the, you know, the death and rebirth stuff.
Yeah. So the northeast quadrant of the northeast quadrant. I love how they got real specific on that.
Yeah, that's nice.
Too.
So thank you very much, my trees, for letting me know, and I will check you out.
Yeah, let us know.
Anna Maria, you are so wonderful, and I want to thank you for the Teresa's Messengers course and all the insights that you gave in that course, which, you can practice all the time, and years later, you can go back and practice it again. So thank you for that.
Thank you for that.
Exactly. Thank
You're
you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Aretta.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. All right, one last caller, phone number ending in 8600. I'm not sure if it's going to work. We'll see. 8600.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
It's Ekaterina.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm wonderful. I don't know where you are, but hi from Ottawa.
Thank you. I'm in Toronto at the moment, yeah. Thank you.
Well, I'm really fascinated by this topic. It's amazing topic. Thank you so much, both of you. Well, my question is really about trees. The house I live in right now, I chose this house. I couldn't find the right house for 16 years. The reason being that I wanted a house where I could see trees from every window.
Oh.
So basically, I got this type of house. I'm extremely happy for 10 years. I planted more trees. I have all kinds of fruit trees. Like really happy with trees and animals in my yard and front and back. But what came with kind of with the whole package was a house, because the house surrounded by trees was more like a cottage type of house, smaller, which is perfect in terms of size, but it had some moisture and even like mildew. Basically, what it created for me is horrendous asthma for 10 years. I've been struggling with allergies and asthma. And when people suggested to me several times, like my friends, to change the house, I said, like, I cannot. I love this place. Absolutely love it. I'm still living with asthma and allergies, despite of my kind of love for the whole surrounding. I love this place. I'm just curious, what is the message from my trees, which I adore, like the trees, but they know that I'm struggling basically with my physical health in this house.
Right, absolutely. So like we were talking with one of the folks earlier, that they can help us. I mean, this is part of our contract with them. You know, like before we embodied, the way that I picture it at least is sitting around a campfire with all of my cosmic friends. And I'm talking about this time I go back, I'm going to do this, and I want to remember this. And they're each speaking up, and they're saying, and we're going to help you remember this and that. And then we show up, and, you know, they end up as our parents or our neighbors or the trees in our yard or, you know, these different cast of characters. And so what I'm getting in here is this piece, there is, you know, the high vibrational part of you that, you know, is committed to what lights you up. There's also this lower vibrating aspect that kind of tries to hang out with that. Like there's a price to be paid. Like how dare you live in paradise? Or how dare you take in life so fully? Like there's got to be a cost to pay. So talk with your trees about helping you shift and transmute and upgrade really that persona, because that was just an inset kind of ingrained message that you got when I'm getting around 2.5. You don't have to live your life from that. And you've done a tremendous job clearing and transmuting other patterns. So this is the time. The other piece that comes through, and this is beautiful, like you have such an amazing earth energy around you. And so for you to step even further into the earth energy practices even more and more, and having your whole team of trees and, again, the animals, the plant life, all of it, the minerals that are there too, working with you on your team, you can move through and shift and heal this, and it's the plants, the plant kingdom that's going to help you do that. There are herbs and plants specifically that help support and rebuild that lung tissue that gets so damaged through the asthma and helps you be able to overcome it. So what's coming through for you is, it's called Dr. Christopher is who he was, and he has a line of herbs. And so this would be like the respiratory formula. But to do some research on that, and then when you work with those, anytime you're taking an herb, you know, something that comes from the plant kingdom, invoke it, activate it, ask it to help you. We know that vitamins and herbs and all these things work, but imagine how much more they'll work when we invoke and activate and really, you know, light up that life force energy that, you know, is the essence that we're capturing. So be with this, because the plants are the ones that are going to heal you in here.
Well, thank you so much. And again, I'm really grateful for you to doing this work. And I feel like kin spirit in you, you know, because I love Earth and all the gifts. Thank you so much.
And so much love and light to you and gratitude. Like the trees are like singing because you did so much. You brought so much consciousness there, and there wasn't consciousness there for a long time. So, like, really, this is a big deal for you. And you can, you know, this might sound low vibrating, but it's not. Like, call in some favors here, you know? Like, they get it. You've really tended. It's the energy exchange. So ask for the help in exchange. You need help now.
Well, thank you for reminding me, because I have trouble asking for help. Thank you so much.
Beautiful. Thank you. Wow. Yeah, thank you so much. That was a powerful message for you. I'm so happy for you.
Yes, thank you, thank you.
All right, bye for now.
Bye.
That was powerful. And I think that goes for most of us, too, that we don't ask for help. You know, a lot of us, we try and do it on our own, and we don't ask for support. We don't ask for resources.
And the trees do that. You know, it's just on the science level, they do that. You know, in the winter, the pines are asking the deciduous trees for different elements that they are in need of that they can't get in the winter, and vice versa. And they do it. They work together, even if they're different species. And that's why we have, you know, that's why Alara created this beautiful community, so we can all come together and share and exchange and be a part of a like-hearted tribe. So, you know, thank you, Alara, for bringing us together so we can have these conversations and make it normal to have these conversations.
And, you know, exactly. Thank you. And that's how it felt today. It felt normal. It felt like, yeah, this makes total sense. And, you know, as I've been gazing out at this beautiful tree, I'm going to go out after the call and take some pictures of it so I can take it back with me. It's just like, absolutely beautiful. And what comes to me now is like, you know, we can ask and collaborate with more than just our guides, our angels, you know, our higher self. We can, you know, tune in and collaborate with our animal friends, with the trees, with the flowers, with anything and everything. Why don't we, right?
Right. And that's the thing, like, we don't get that. That is part of our ascension, for us to get that and to do that and then to live like that. So when we have that knowledge, you know, and I know I'm preaching to the converted here, we support any efforts that are sustainable, any efforts that honor the earth and the trees and the plants and the animals and the people too. Mm-hmm. And so that is, you know, we're not going to do ascension alone. We do it in this unity consciousness.
Exactly. And we are all connected. And that's the thing that we sometimes separate ourselves, but we are all connected to the plants, to the animals, to the flowers, to the butterflies that keep swirling around here, which I just absolutely love, to and not just the animate objects, but also the inanimate objects, you know, to the rocks, to the, you know, you name it, but we're all connected, and we can tap in, tune in, connect, and just ask questions, just start to ask questions, and feel how it feels just to ask the question. Forget about receiving the message, but knowing that you can ask. That I think, is also such an empowering place to be, knowing that you're connected and that you can ask for support and, you know, that you're not alone. So, oh my goodness, this call has just been absolutely amazing, Anna Maria. I just love talking to you, and, you know, you have so much wisdom. And the trees that did come in, you know, to share with us, you know, thank you. Because like you said, one of them, you know, was a tree that had been with this person before. You know, it's like, oh, wow, I did not know that that was a possibility, that that happened, you know, that trees came with people. You know, it's like, wow, huh, interesting, you know. And that just reminded me of some trees, some mango trees in India that I just absolutely loved, you know. It's like, oh, yeah, wow, huh. You know, it's like, it's just interesting, right, how what comes up when you're talking, and the connection that we have with the trees and the nurturing that they give us all the time, and that they're always here listening and just wanting to communicate with us. And I think that's such a powerful message that you're sharing with everyone. Thank you.
Yeah, and they get us at such a deep level because they've been here with us for a while. They've watched us go through our cycles. And, it's such an honor to share the messages from the trees, and my deepest desire is that I do them justice and that I'm able to, you know, be a clear interpreter for them and bring the practicality, you know, because at the base, trees are very practical. They are very, you know, they're working, and they give to us, you know, in so many different ways. So thank you for giving me the space and the opportunity to share the messages. And I look forward to connecting with anyone who's hearing the call to join this tree experience and maybe even go deeper with me. And I love to talk about these pieces and help people understand it. So thank
you. Absolutely.
So
and the thing is that this is possible for all of us. So, you know, this program that Anna Maria has, Trees as Messengers, it's available at awakenedhappinessnow.com/AnnaMaria13. But, you know, what's empowering about it is that it's not just Anna Maria that has these gifts. We all have these gifts. We all can tap in and tune in and connect, and Anna Maria can help us to through different processes to help us connect even more so that we can all do this regularly, you know. That is the new way of being now, is communicating ourselves with whatever it is that we want to communicate with, you know. Because we do have those gifts and abilities within us, so now it's time to bring it out connect with them more deeply, work with them, and see what comes up for you, right? See how an empowered being you really truly are. I just think it's beautiful. Thank you, Anna Maria. Thank you, everyone, for your questions. Great, great questions. You helped us to bring out more wisdom and training and teachings and the love that the trees have for us. So thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Exactly. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day. Continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Wow. I'm just in awe right now still with all this information. So sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.